Welcome to Blurred Vision Reviews. I am Greg.
And I'm Parker.
Tonight we're going to review a critically acclaimed horror movie that everyone is dying to see.
Oh, that's so spooky.
You had some great synthesizer there on your voice.
Oh, good, good. Mbox is working then.
It was perfect. Yeah, it was perfect for your song right there because it's gone
yeah,
now.
Yeah, dude.
We're going to go into depth into Parker's doll collection that he has and lots of his memories from growing up with his favorite dolls.
I don't have that many memories because I was beaten so severely as a child, but we'll pretend that it was a good time growing up.
Yeah, we'll manufacture some. That's what we do in this business now.
I was having a case of the Mondays on a Friday. I asked Greg and Tony if they'd seen a good movie, they should send it my way, and they made me laugh. They seemed to read my mind. I thought, hey, these reviews, they're a pretty good time. Well, it's better than having the blues. It's better than having dog shit on my brand new pair of shoes. And it's better than watching my grandfather while he watches the news. It's Blurred Vision Reviews.
This is our new orphanage. It's as big as a castle.
Feel free to use the house as you see fit. Mrs. Mullins and I stay down here. Your rooms are upstairs. Locked. And it stays that way.
What up, Parker?
What's up?
How you doing, man?
I'm going to Austin at 4 a.m. and my insurance company's fucking me over, but other than that, you know what? I'm doing great.
Life's good. Yeah, you're gonna be getting drunk.
How about you, man? Where you at?
You know how we do it. I'm just chilling in F Town. I went back out to a rugby practice yesterday. And,
oh, why'd you do that? Oh, you probably don't feel great now, do you?
I don't, no. One of the guys texted me. He's like, hey, you want to come out? I was like, sure, I'll get a run around. You know, just going to the gym can only do too much. And then I was sucking wind right away. I was like,
oh yeah, like the first time you run like a line or whatever, it's like, wait.
Yeah.
That's why I don't do this shit anymore.
Exactly. But I was pulling old man retired status, and I would just walk out of like drills when I would get tired and just go over to the sideline. I didn't care.
That's legit.
Yeah.
You've earned it.
Exactly. I don't even think we've mentioned what we're going to review right now. We teased, hopefully people think it's going to be, well, no, because it's going to show the picture and stuff on the website. Fuck. Anyways, Annabelle Creation. It's inadvertently a connected universe to the Conjuring movies.
Yeah, I enjoy the Conjuring, but is this the third one of these Annabelle movies?
I don't know.
Is it the second? I don't know. The first. I know I saw the first one and it was fucking trash.
Yes.
Then I heard that this one was supposed to be better, and
we'll find out.
We'll find out whether I thought it was. So
I have an inkling of what you're going to say.
Yeah. holy shit. It's made a lot of money, though.
Really?
Huh. So we're going to see more of them. On a budget of $15 million, it's already done $257 million.
Wow.
That is a ton of money.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
That's impressive.
Okay.
So we went and saw this down in your neck of the woods, and Mrs. Parker even joined us for the movie.
Yeah, Claire.
That's right.
That is what I call her. She around most people, Mrs. Parker works,
yes.
But I suppose you can call her Claire, her given name.
Informally, Claire, but
yeah.
Proper name, Mrs. Parker.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep. So we chugged a bunch of beers at your place, went to a restaurant, took some shots. And then
yeah.
Into this movie. So I was actually pretty surprised at the amount of people in there, because this movie had been out for like a month already, and there was maybe like a half full theater on a Friday night.
Yeah, there were a solid 15, 20 people in there. Maybe probably more.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So it was surprising.
It was a solid showing. I mean, you know, I guess people were just looking for some shit to do on a Friday night. I don't know.
People are fucking bored, man. That's
yeah,
just,
man.
That's it.
You'd have to be pretty fucking bored to go see this movie on your own on a Friday night, though.
Yes. So, yeah, Annabelle Creation is directed by David F. Sandberg. He's the guy that directed Lights Out, the horror movie.
Ooh, and I liked Lights Out, yeah. So...
And he's going to, I think the rumor has it, he's right now he's labeled to direct one of the upcoming DC movies.
Holy shit. He's directing Shazam?
Yeah. Yep. Shazam.
What the fuck? Shazam's coming back?
Yeah. Today I saw that John Cena might be the front runner to play Shazam.
Wait, it looks like Dwayne Johnson.
He's playing the villain.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
That makes it way worse.
Yeah.
They should just get Shaq back, dude.
Ooh. Just a little twist instead of Kazam.
Oh, shit. That's a different movie.
Yeah, that's when Shaq was a rapping genie in the 90s.
Hey, dude. Okay. Kazam, Shazam, potato, tomato,
yeah,
whatever.
Exactly. This movie stars nobody of note, so I'm not even going to go into it. There's people.
Oh, dude.
There's
no,
like a
dude,
few
we
people that you'll.
More about Shazam.
God damn it.
Okay, keep going. Sorry.
But yeah, there's like two people that you'll know, you'll recognize their faces, but nobody of real significance to break it down.
Yeah, no real big names. It's how they recorded this movie on a $15 million budget.
Exactly. And the basic premise of this movie is there's a bunch of girls, orphans. They're moving to this house where it's a mom and a dad who are older. Their child died in a extraordinarily negligent parenting moment by them, where this fucking, they get like a flat tire, the mom and dad. Dad's trying to fix the tire, and when he like wrenches off one of the nuts on the car, and it goes flying into the road. There's a truck coming, the little girl, I'll get it. Nobody runs out to stop her. Boom. Dead.
Yeah, man. And we don't even get to see how the guy who hit her felt about it afterwards.
Yeah.
They just cut right out of it. They don't even think about his feelings.
Poor guy. Ruined his life, I'm sure.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much.
You get after... more stories of like there's weird things happening around the house. And you find out that the parents were praying to God or to anyone just so they could reconnect with their daughter a little bit. And the daughter started reconnecting them with them here and there. And then the daughter asks, can I move into this doll so I can be with you forever?
Yep. Well, it turns out that it wasn't actually their daughter anymore. It was a demon or some shit.
Yeah.
Then hilarity ensues.
Pretty much. Yeah, this is... I mean,
it's short.
It is short.
109 minutes. So
that's
good.
Parker, I gotta be honest with you. This movie though felt longer than its short runtime.
Yeah, I would have guessed it would have been more like in the 215 range. Just based, it drags quite a bit at times.
Yeah, and it's bizarre to say this, but I think its major fault is that it tries to develop the orphans too much.
Well, there's too many of them to develop in a one-off horror movie,
yeah,
in my opinion.
And we get like there's the main two girls. They've got a friendship, you know. They have the secret bond that they'll only get adopted if they both go. They're a package deal. But they're, you know, the first half of the movie, there's not too much stuff going on. There's really almost no ghost activity either. It's just the people that own the house are fucking weird. The girls are stupid. Bada bing, bada
yeah,
boom.
You know, standard horror movie trope shit. Like, there's a weird ringing. This woman, like, kind of rings a bell to get her husband to do things, and she doesn't ever leave her bed.
Wait,
the mother of
Annabelle. That's not normal?
I mean, when you come to my house, you'll never see Claire. You'll just hear a bell ringing, and then you'll see my, like, sallow and, like, slightly, like, cold sweat look get all alert and run into another room for her.
Excuse me 1 minute. I must bring soup to Mrs. Parker.
I don't know. It's just kind of a trope thing, bunch of tropes.
Yeah, that's it's not terrible. It's a well filmed movie.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Performances are good. I thought the two main girls did a good job. It was just pretty boring for the first half, and when there's one of the first badass kills, that's when I thought everything was gonna ramp up big time.
Yeah, man. I thought that was the chaos reigns moment.
Which would have been fucking awesome. I looked at you in the theater. I was like, this is it. This is when it happens. Let's go.
And really, it was all kind of anti. I mean, it attempted to ramp up from the point of an extraordinarily gruesome injury and death. that, you know, go see that if you're interested in that type of thing.
Yes.
Yeah, but after that, it was there was nothing that quite matched that point of the movie.
Yeah. I think kind of the way I came down with feeling about this movie is that it was very predictable, and it would follow along exactly how you thought it would be, and then it would add just a little twist to it. So I'd be like, I bet that person's gonna die like this, and then they show them they're dead, but then they pan away and the whole lower half of the person's missing. Like, that was the twist. Like, whoa.
Oh,
okay.
There it is.
Oh, all right.
Okay, huh. You know what bothers me kind of about this movie? Like, okay, the story is pretty boring and pretty much a by-the-numbers type of a horror possession
thing. We've seen it a million times.
Like, okay, so this is like the, what, fourth movie in this series at least? I mean, with the two Conjuring ones. Mm-hmm. Like, you'd think if they were going to make this movie, they'd have, like, something, some interesting story to tell or something.
Or something new and innovative.
Yeah, like, something like, interesting and exciting and different. Like, okay, but instead it's like, wait, wasn't the doll just possessed by a demon?
Yeah.
Isn't that the whole point of this thing? It's like, oh, okay, so the doll gets possessed by a demon.
And that's it. Boom.
That's it. Okay, sorry, that's spoiler alert.
Yeah.
The doll is possessed by a demon, even though that's come up in the previous three movies in the series.
The doll is not an actual real-life alive doll.
Yeah, also, come on, the doll never actually, like, does anything.
You know what? I actually thought that was fine. I was okay with that. I didn't want the doll, like, doing the cheesy, like, slowly turning its head. Because that's not scary. It's just a fucking doll. I like that it was like a demon that was just kind of around the doll. I like that better than the fucking an actual doll.
Than Chucky.
Yeah, exactly. You know.
Yeah. Yeah. Than Child's Play.
Yeah. There's a couple of things that I did enjoy about this, though. I thought.
Sure.
At the beginning of the movie, when the first girl goes into the forbidden room, and finds the doll locked away.
Sure.
And the dad, the owner of the house, kind of thinks that she's in there. And so the girl runs back to her room, hides up, thinks she's going to get caught. And I kind of like that they showed it that the demon / doll actually, like, covered her tracks because they didn't want to get found out. Where a lot of these movies, that's the demon doesn't give a fuck and just starts doing stupid, like, moving bookcases and, like, little boring stuff. But I like that that it kind of, it would be interesting to see more movies kind of take that route where if there was a real demon, wouldn't it want to be sneaky about that kind of stuff?
I don't know. If it was a real demon, why would it bother with such mundane? I mean, what is the actual goal of this demon?
To take possession of another stronger thing, right? Isn't that kind of what they said? Like, it gained enough power, and then when it got into the doll, it got stronger, and then it wanted to get into somebody else or something like that. I don't know.
But it's a bad parasite if it kills all its potential hosts, which is kind of what it does. Although it did, I guess it possessed some girl,
right,
or something. And I honestly barely remembered this movie, like, and we saw it like however many days ago, so I couldn't even begin to try to remember what the first Annabelle was like or about. So I can't even say if how it connected to the other movie, aside from kind of a cameo thing they do towards the end of the movie. But
I barely remember the first. I mean, I like have almost no memory of that first Annabelle movie. I do remember though is that nothing happened. Like it just.
Yeah, I remember it being a lot of builds to nothing.
Yeah, and at least this movie did like showed us some stuff. There's, I thought the demon kind of looked cool at some points.
Yeah, I thought like the effects were reasonably well done, for you know a somewhat budget type movie. But not too much CGI.
Which is. Thank God.
Which is good. And, some of the shots were pretty well done. It's just, it wasn't super interesting or exciting or necessary. I mean, I can say it's unnecessary, but it made $257 million or whatever the fuck it made. So
right.
Apparently we're going to see a lot of sequels.
Well, people love going to scary movies and hoping that they're going to get something good. And
yeah, I know, man. Like, I just wish they maybe for the next one. I mean, I will say this one I think was better than the first one
for sure. So, I mean, for sure,
so maybe the next one in the series will take another incremental step and be pretty solid. Who knows?
Yeah, or let's just stop doing the Annabelle movies. We could do that. That might be good. This movie is like expecting you, you fill up your bathtub with boiling hot water. You're going to get into the bathtub for a nice, really hot bath. And you get in and it's just barely warm, like just above room temperature.
It's warm enough where...
It's not uncomfortable. It's not like terrible. Like, ooh, this is freezing.
But it's not to the point where you're going to get out of it.
Yeah.
Like, you're just gonna sit there for an hour and a half and be... Yeah. And play, kind of have a weird sweat going, yeah, and then just get out,
jerk off in the bath, and
yeah, jerk off in the bath, fall asleep.
Yeah, have you ever done that? I mean, it's great. I used to do that all the time.
Jerk off on your stomach in the bath and then fall asleep.
Yeah, it's just like what otters do, man.
Yeah, I try to do the same things that otters do most days, so. That's good to know.
Yeah, see? Now you can really ramp that up. Really go hardcore. I just want to...
You got something to add. Go for it.
I just want to add one thing before we get into the our ratings here. So I was looking up some interesting things. Are you taking a pee right now?
No, I'm running a glass of water.
I was like, what?
I do have wireless headphones. So whoa. I can walk anywhere while I'm doing
fancy. You're fancy. I'm over here just wired to everything.
But you got the nice microphone too. See,
yeah, whatever.
My microphone isn't as good as yours, so whatever.
So I read that there was a large group of people that went and saw this movie just to see the extended trailer to Stephen King's It.
Ooh. And yes, we did get to see the extended trailer to Stephen King's It, which comes out this weekend.
Yes.
And I can say that we are very excited. Well, I'm very excited for it. I know Greg
super
is too,
pumped.
But
super.
I'll let him speak for himself.
No, you can speak for me. That's okay.
Okay, Greg has a really tiny dick. He likes to proclaim it as much as he possibly can. He's also really excited for it. So
you summed up my whole life.
Yeah.
Can you come to work for me tomorrow?
Yeah, no, I'll be there. I'm I'll cancel my trip to Austin.
Thank God, you're a lifesaver. I don't think I've told my boss that I have a tiny dick yet. So, perfect.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right. Let's just fucking get this over with. Parker, scale of 1 to 10, what would you give it, and where is it worth seeing? Is it in theater? Netflix, rent it.
See, I like to think of this movie as, I think that bathtub was a really good one, like a 78 degree bath, where it's just like, maybe like an 85 degree bath, where it's like, okay, I could swim in this maybe, you know, and that would be fine, but you know, just kind of sitting in this it's not good, it's not fun. I mean, it's fine. Not gonna complain about it. There's some decent moments. I'll give it a 5. It's a five. There's, you know, nothing great about it. Nothing that bad about it. It's just kind of not very imaginative. So, yeah, fiver.
Okay. What what's your recommendation? Should people try to go see this, spend their money on it, or?
I'd say, you know, if it goes, it comes onto a streamer and you're home alone, and it's a, you know, Saturday night or something, and you don't have any friends.
You're tired of beating off all night.
Yeah, you've been beaten off. You had a dry fire because you've been beaten off too much. Fire up that Annabelle, and you know what? There's worse things you could do.
Nice. We're falling pretty closely in line here. Yeah. I ended up giving Annabelle a 5.5.
Okay.
Basically for the exact same reasons. It's competent. It's not great. It's not terrible. There was a handful of moments in there where I thought that it had some genuine cool stuff. I wouldn't say anything was actually scary, but there was some cool kills, some cool action scenes.
There were two very cool kills for sure.
Yeah. But outside that, don't go seek this out, really. Even if you're a fan of the Conjuring series and these other movies, I think this is one you can ultimately skip if you forget that it ever existed. But same thing.
I think it's like pretty much established now that with the Conjuring series, you can just watch the Conjuring. Although I will say the second Conjuring was better than the first, or was worse than the first.
No, you're wrong.
And the second Annabelle was better than the first.
You're wrong. Second Conjuring is amazing.
Oh yeah. It's good. I just don't think it's better than the first. Oh, I think the Parker. First is better. So there's a decline in quality in those two.
No
there's
way.
An increase in quality in this one. They're on opposite trajectories. They're going to meet somewhere in the middle.
You fucker. I hate you.
I don't know. Maybe I need to see it again.
Yeah, maybe. But yeah. Oh, God damn it. I forgot about doing this.
Okay. Why are you damning?
Because we got a website, Blurred Vision Reviews.
Oh, yeah, that. Okay.
We're on Twitter, Blurred Reviews. Parker, what's your Twitter handle?
Just search Mr. Pister.
Mr. Pister on Twitter. We're on iTunes. Go subscribe, download us on iTunes. Give us a, I don't know, 3-star rating if you really want to. 5-star, we'll give you a smooch when we see you in person.
It's out of 100, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, give us 3, please.
Yeah. God, I when we started, I was like, I'm not going to forget doing this plug. I'm not going to forget it.
Yeah, dude, it's okay.
Fuck
we'll this. Do it. We'll get it next time.
Yeah, we'll do it. We'll do it for the next movie.
All right.
Well, you fucking suck.
Yeah, no. Sorry.